Luke chapter 18. Verses 15 through 17 in this chapter is a rather well-known incident that seems to be a little bit disconnected with the ones around it. But we're going to look at this as a whole. Luke chapter 18. Beginning in verse 15, I'll read to verse 17. And they brought unto him also infants, that he would touch them. But when his disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them unto him and said, Suffer, that means let or allow, little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise or by no means enter therein. Let's have a word of prayer and ask the Lord to bless our time as we look at his word. Our Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for children. Thank you for young lives. They're so impressionable. They're so moldable. You have given us an enormous responsibility to shape these lives and to point them to you. I pray that we would take this with all the seriousness that we ought to. I pray that we would be good stewards, caretakers of these charges that you have given to us to take care of. We don't own them. We don't claim them as our own. They are yours, and we keep them for you. But I pray that you would bless this time as we look into your word. In Jesus' name, amen. This incident is interesting because it's almost as if the disciples consider themselves as kind of Jesus' personal bodyguards, like his bouncers, like stay away from the master, too important for little kids to come near. And you could just imagine these are infants, these are young children, and they're being carried by mothers, and they want Jesus to touch them, to bless them, and they're coming to Jesus. What do you think this says about Jesus' personal warmth and attitude toward kids? I mean, isn't there something about a child that has an intuition about an adult, whether that child considers that adult to be loving or harsh and is attracted to that adult and knows that grown-up loves them? I imagine that Jesus was the sort of person whose kindness and whose love attracted children to him. And we see this from this passage, that they were bringing unto him infants that he would touch them, but his disciples see this and they rebuked them. Who did they rebuke? By all appearances here in the passage, both the people that were bringing the children and the children themselves. They thought that Jesus was too important to come, that Jesus was too important to let children come to him. Let us learn just from this, that we are not too important for children. We are not too important for children. Don't ever think that what a child has to say is unimportant. Jesus didn't think that. Neither should we. So they bring to him these infants, and they rebuke them. But Jesus called them unto him. Who did Jesus call to him? It's not exactly clear, is it? It's as if he just beckoned both the disciples who were rebuking and the people who were being rebuked. Come together. Come to me. And says to the disciples, suffer little children to come unto me and forbid them not. Notice carefully what Jesus is telling them not to do and what he's telling them to do. He's telling them, let children come to me. Let them come and don't forbid them. Let us learn as grown-ups from this as well. May our lives be such that we let the little ones come to Christ. Let me ask you this. As a grown-up, as an adult, is your joy in the Lord such that children would want to come to Christ or be turned away from him? I think it's sometimes easy for us to just get grumpy and grouchy and think that it doesn't really matter. I think also in that way, we can be as stern and rebuking as the disciples were. in turning little children away from Christ. Let's make it our ambition as grown-up people to make the children in this church know that following Jesus is the best thing we could ever be doing. Not the most boring thing, not the most dull thing, not the thing that makes us grouchy and drag ourselves into church and sit around as if life is miserable, but that we love Jesus and we want to show the children that are watching us, and they are, that Jesus is worth living for. Let's not, by our behavior, forbid the children from coming to Christ. But notice what Jesus' explanation here is. He gives them this command. He says, suffer little children to come unto me and forbid them not. And you might think, if you didn't know what was said, and you know that there was a word of explanation, for they are precious in my sight, or for that would be unkind, or something else. But then he makes reference to the kingdom of God. What is Jesus reasoning here? Let's understand what was going on in the mind of Christ as he connected not forbidding the children to come to him with the kingdom of God. He gives us of what? Let's think about this. What is he referring to when he says of such? What's he talking about? Of such is the kingdom of God. Of what? What does the such refer to? Someone just say it if you know. The children, right? So put it this way. Suffer little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for of children, or of such kind of people, is the kingdom of God. What is Jesus saying there? He's saying that the kingdom of God is made up of people who are childlike. How do we know that? Well, he goes on to say this in verse 17. Verily I say unto you, and this sheds light on what Jesus meant in the previous phrase when he said, for of such is the kingdom of God. For verily I say unto you, verily, truly, get this, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise enter therein. So what Jesus is saying is this: let the children come, because when it comes to the kingdom of God, who are the people that have submitted themselves to the lordship and the reign of Jesus Christ? They are like little children. Of such is the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God belongs to people just like this. Because whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise enter therein. Remember I told you that this event here about the kids coming to Jesus and the disciples saying, get away, and then Jesus rebukes them and says, no, let them come. Remember I said it was sandwiched between two other incidents and they seem a little disconnected? The incident right before this is a story about the Pharisee and the tax collector. It was a parable about this Pharisee and the tax collector. They both go to the temple to pray. And the one stands up to pray, and he lifts his eyes up, and he's standing in a prominent place so that people can hear and notice him. And he addresses God, and the first thing that he says is with reference to this publican, God, I thank you that I am not like other men are, or even as this publican. And then he goes on to list the things he has done. In contrast, this despised sinner, a tax collector, hated, sinful, treacherous, and knowing it, would not even lift his eyes to heaven, but said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. That was the parable right before this incident about the children. What's going on right afterwards? Well, it's this story about this ruler that comes to Jesus and asks him what good thing he can do to inherit eternal life, to enter the kingdom. He says, I want to do something good to earn this. What's going on here? Both that ruler and the Pharisee are thinking the same thing. They're thinking, I, by my effort, can gain God's favor. I, by my effort, I could take hold of heaven and I could force my way into the kingdom of heaven. And then sandwiched between these two stories is Jesus saying, if you do not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, you shall by no means or in no wise enter therein. This is a lesson about the way to salvation. It's the way of humility and of trust and dependence. Jesus is not saying you must be a child in that you act immature or that you aren't developed and you're learning. You must be a child in that you just trust. You just believe. You just rest. You just come to Jesus and not try to prove yourself in front of Jesus. Not try to force your way by your own accomplishments or your comparison to other people. You're just coming as a child. Because of those kind of childlike, humble, dependent, desperate people, those are the people that make up the kingdom of God. Not the boasters. Not the people who say, I want to do something to gain the kingdom of God. Here's the lesson. The kingdom of God is not made up of people who boast in their accomplishments. It's made up of people who just lean on Jesus, who just trust in him. The kingdom of God is made up of people just like this. Not only children, but anyone who has humbled himself or herself as a child, recognized their weakness, and trusted in Christ. That is one reason why Jesus says we should let the little children come to him. Because their simple trust and their dependence is the kind of dependence and trust we should have on God. Let me close by just challenging us all. We can sometimes get really sophisticated and calculating in our relationship with God instead of trusting. We didn't get into the kingdom of God. We didn't get salvation by our good works, and our life does not continue by earning salvation. We continue to trust on the Lord, in the Lord for everything. Let's be that kind of person. Let's be that kind of church. Desperate, humble, dependent faith, like a child. Of such is the kingdom of God.